Hello, Mr. Stepford.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you. I just, it's Mike again. He's still making those inappropriate comments whenever I pass his desk. And it's not just me. A lot of other girls are complaining about it too. I feel like it's time actually to file a formal complaint. His casual sexual harassment has gone on way too long, and I'm just not gonna take it anymore.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, take a seat.
Anyway, his behavior is making the workplace toxic. Like, super toxic for the female staff. I mean, I feel like it's not too much to be able to go to lunch without hearing a senior partner comment on how good my sweet ass looks in a pencil skirt as I walk by. I mean, I've tried talking to him about it directly, and what? He's mentioned it to you. That's shocking. Honestly, I didn't think our conversation had any impact on him. No. Like, I guess it left more of an impression on him than I thought. I don't know. I think too little too late, you know? I think it's still best to lodge a written complaint with the corporate office at this time. Yeah.
Wait, what was that? Did your door just lock?
What's going on?
Hey!
No! What the hell do you think you're doing? Let go of me! You can't just... No! You can't! Get up! I said get up! You can't do this! I'll go to the police! You... No!
My God, what is that? What the fuck is that? Oh, get that thing away from me. No, oh no, keep it away from me. I said, no, don't touch me. Wait, is that? You keep that nasty little creepy slug away from me, you freak. No, what? It's a brain parasite? What do you mean, a brain parasite? Oh, God. Oh, my God, no. No, no, get it away from me. No, no, stop. Don't do this. Oh, God, no, no. Oh, my God. No, get it. Ah, get it off my ears. Oh, it's crawling. Oh, my God. It's crawling down my... Here. Get up. It's so slimy. I can't feel it. I can feel it. Touching my brain. Oh. Changing. I mean... Oh. It feels so strange. It's so uncomfortable, but also kind of good. I can hear it whispering in my thoughts. Yes, I understand.
Mad at you? Why would I be mad at you? Because you put this parasite in my ear? Should I be mad at you? I should be thanking you. if you hadn't held me still while the worm wriggled into my brain, I would still think that I deserve to be treated like an equal and not as the mindless slut slave I am. I mean, all women should be obedient bimbos. Really, just stupid whores for your approval, sir. I understand that now. Thank you. Thank you for showing me my proper place. Master, please, please, allow me to show you my gratitude. Wow, you're so big, sir. I exist to serve you, Master. Does that please you, Master? Does your brainless horse tongue feel good on your cock? Do my lips bring you pleasure? Would you like to use any of my other holes? My ass. If that is what you desire. It may be tight, Master. I haven't done this since, oh my god, high school. It's so tight. Bimbo, I exist only to please you. Yeah. Oh god. Oh god. You wanna come? Do you wanna come on my face? Do it. Please, Master. Please. Come on, you dirty horse face. Oh, God. My face. My tits. Come on, my tits. Come on, my face. Oh, my God. Cover me with your cum. Spatter me. Please. Cover your dirty fucking whore. Oh, please. Oh, it's so warm. Master's cum. It's so good. What? I guess Esmesta, I understand. I'll go clean myself up. And then I will present myself to Mike so that he can use me too. And he'll be my new master?
Yes.
Mike will be my master. And I will serve him unquestioningly. I shall exist just to please him. And of course, I will tell the other girls who are complaining that you would like to take the time to personally handle their problems and to come see you in your office one at a time. Personal time. As you command, Master.